What's poppin', everybody? Hopefully it's your positivity. It's your host, Dr. Sarah Merritt, and I'm here with you today from Pop Positivity. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey, and I can't wait to share with you a little bit of optimism today. So put on your rose-tinted glasses and let's get to it. Hello, everyone. I am so grateful that you've chosen to be part of this journey with me, a journey towards discovering and embracing your inner optimist. In a world that sometimes feels overwhelmingly challenging, my goal is to be your companion in finding joy despite the difficulties that we all face. Let's be honest, life is not about being happy every second of every day. It's about acknowledging that the world can be tough. And people can be difficult, and life itself can throw curveballs our way. Yet in the midst of all of these challenges, there are moments of happiness just waiting to be recognized. I'm here today as a testament to the unpredictable journey that life can take us on. A journey filled with twists and turns and unexpected discoveries that shape who we are. My name is Dr. Sarah Merritt, and I am thrilled to share a glimpse into my life, a journey that led me to where I am today. Why am I doing this? Because I believe in the power of finding light in the darkness. The world can be a tough place, and we all experience moments where it seems like everything is against us. But deep down, I genuinely don't think that we were meant to struggle as much as we do. It feels like we've taken a detour from our true path, a path that should be filled with more joy and connection and meaning. And as humans, we've complicated life. We've burdened ourselves with endless work, worries about bills and finances, and an obsession with materialistic things. It's like we took a wrong turn somewhere down the road. Like we took a left when we were supposed to take a right. And while I can't change the past, I can share my journey of navigating life with a pair of rose-tinted glasses. I grew up in the vibrant city of Fort Worth, Texas, with the notion of attending college was ingrained in me as the next logical step after high school. With that societal expectation in mind, I embarked on the college path, assuming that paying for it meant attendance was only optional. A valuable lesson for the younger listeners, attendance is 100% necessary. I eventually realized that I might not have been ready for the college experience, and I took a bold step and joined the United States Army. Fate led me to Fairbanks, Alaska, where I not only discovered new beautiful landscapes, but I met my wonderful husband. After my military contract concluded, my husband and I decided it was time to start our family. So I left the Army, and together we welcomed our beautiful daughter into the world. As my husband completed his final military contract, we returned to Texas, and my sights were set on a new dream, dental school. Pursuing this aspiration, I attended Texas A&M University Commerce, where I earned my degree in biological science. However, the path to dental school was not without its challenges. At registration, a professor who would later become one of the most significant influences in my life posed a question that would set the tone for my entire academic journey. When asked about my educational goals, I confidently replied, "Dentistry." Without skipping a beat, the professor offered a very candid remark, "Hope you have a high GPA." Cue the panic of my first round of college where attendance had not been a priority. Despite the initial setbacks, I persevered and graduated summa cum laude with a remarkable 3.9 GPA. However, the cruel reality of GPA averages during the application process brought my overall score down significantly. The devastation of potentially seeing all of my hard work go unnoticed loomed large. Waiting anxiously as a young mom and wife for responses from dental schools, I explored other options during this uncertain period. Recognizing my qualifications for chiropractic school and my genuine passion for chiropractic care, I decided to throw my hat into that ring as well. At a low point in my life, I chose to just embrace whatever career path unfolded first. And of course, destiny followed its own course. I got accepted into Parker University College of Chiropractic, and right as those pathways to chiropractic care unfolded, dental school interviews came a-knockin'. In a pivotal moment, I chose chiropractic, and began my very demanding journey. I had upheld my commitment to education, and the path ultimately led me to graduate as the salutatorian with magna cum laude honors. It was during my graduation speech that I discovered the power of my voice. I realized that my experiences, though filled with challenges, could be shared to inspire and influence others. Today, I proudly serve as a chiropractor, helping as many people as I can and utilizing the tests of my life as a testimony for others. Through both my past and present experiences, I want to show you that it is possible to find the silver linings, to choose optimism even when it seems difficult. The world may have too much darkness, but by brightening our inner light, we can collectively reduce that negativity. I want to share with you a powerful realization that has shaped my approach to life. The understanding that our thoughts are uniquely ours, and they have the potential to be both our best friends and our worst enemies. These thoughts, whether positive or negative, belong to us and us alone, placing the responsibility firmly in our hands. For example, when a negative thought, like self-doubt, creeps into my mind, it is mine to own. No one else planted that seed of doubt. It may have been stemmed from negative influences or past experiences, but ultimately, it is my thought. And here lies the beauty. I have the power to decide what to do with it. I can choose to let that self-doubt fester. I can allow it to take root and shape my actions. It's the easy path because the thought is already there in my mind. Or I can take a different route. I can consciously choose to release it. And I admit that's not always an easy task. Doubt tends to surface quicker than confidence, especially when faced with a new challenge. Throughout my journey, I have consistently received encouragement to initiate a podcast. The recent insight that my optimism played a part in redirecting a friend from immediate pessimism served as the spark that I needed to set this entire process in motion. And so, Pop Positivity was born. But let me be honest with you. There have been times when I've questioned myself. No one will listen. The internet warriors will attack you. You might sound like an idiot. Being vulnerable is hard. I know that though these thoughts are uniquely mine, they are not unique to me. I know that many have grappled with similar doubts. Yet, if I had allowed these thoughts to dictate my actions, I wouldn't be here today recording this message. I made a conscious choice to release those thoughts. Why? Because I've witnessed firsthand the positive impact that openness and vulnerability can have on others. I have witnessed the positive transformation of lives through the decision to take command of one's own thoughts. And here's a truth that I hold dear. I don't need to reach everyone in the world. If my words resonate with just one person, if their day is a little brighter because they chose to declare control over their own thoughts, then my vulnerability, my decision to share openly, becomes 100% worth it. So let's recognize the power that we have over our thoughts. Let's choose to release the negativity and embrace the positive. In doing so, we not only empower ourselves, but potentially brighten the path for someone else. Remember, your thoughts are yours to mold, and the decision of what to do with them lies solely in your grasp. Let's navigate the complexities of life, discover the joy in the small moments, and illuminate our paths with optimism. Because in choosing to see the positive, we not only brighten our lives, but contribute to making the world a little bit brighter for everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I am so excited for the incredible journey that lies ahead with Pop Positivity. Cheers to finding optimism within ourselves and spreading joy to the whole world.